We are joined in the studio now.
We certainly are.
I know, by a wonderful looking four-piece band called Floydian Slip, which I love the name, and we have to get into where that came from. But they are Jeff Kreiner on drums, Scott McCafferty on bass, Andy Noyes on guitar, and Olaf Kirsten on guitar. Welcome, you guys.
Yeah, we should have worked it out with them that they played a bit of their music while you were, when you said on drums, you could have, you know,
that's true. Sometimes they just do that spontaneously, but it's okay.
We've got all night.
And they just got here, so don't worry. So they came all the way from the South Shore. Now, where exactly on the South Shore are you from?
South Shore of what?
Lake Superior.
I know.
The pond.
Jeez.
South Shore means Wisconsin to me. Is that where? Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, we are. We're from Washburn, a Barksdale, a Bayfield, and Cornucopia. So we have a whole peninsula sort
you
of.
You have covered. A whole cornucopia of villages.
Excellent. That sounds great. And before we go any further, I have to know, because I'm a word person, where did Floydian Slip come from?
That's a good one. Well, it's a good one.
And this is Andy.
The sun is a little high in the sky to really tell these type of stories.
Since
the sun is not going to set before you leave the studio.
I'll talk slowly. Pink Floyd is, we love the Pink Floyd band, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that at all. We have a patron saint of sorts down in our neck of the woods. Actually, he's omnipresent and thereby universal, so we all have access to him, too. His name is Floyd E. Queeb, and
this
that seemed to be...
This is an imaginary fellow.
We don't have time to get into that. These elements of his dimension.
The myth is long and deep.
I warned you. But... it just resonates with a lot of our family, friends, and Floydian Slip kind of works.
I like it. It's a nice pun.
It sort of started back in the early 80s at Northland College when we were students, and it has grown from there since.
Yeah, it's got a lot of long history.
You mean the four of you have been together that long?
That's what I was going to ask.
We can start with two. Olaf and I or less met with guitars in our hands at some college party, you know.
Nice.
About 1982 or so?
81, 82, yeah. Jeff, our drummer, he and I go back to 1991 or two. We're in the Voodoo Bears together. We have a whole lot of heritage there, too. So the new guy, of he feels like a brother from birth, but he's been with us. Been with us just a couple, 2-3 years as Scott McCafferty.
On bass.
On bass guitar.
That's great. Fun. And you guys mostly play the Midwest, or what is that your...
We have played Denver, but yes, mostly.
Well, I think we should get a sample of your music right away before we do anything else. How would that be?
Very well. Sounds great.
All right. And could I also ask about the little doll that someone brought in?
Does he look familiar to you?
He looks like
Sigmund
Freud.
That's got to be Freud. That's got to be Floyd.
Oh. Wow, you guys, good. You're pulling into a rich area, but I'm afraid I can't give you the bell on this
what
one.
Is okay.
But Jerome Garcia, it's his birthday today.
Oh, of course. That's who it is.
I was distracted by the wire glasses. They look sort of
yeah, another geeky. Patron saint of ours, I guess, in some ways.
So tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to play a song off our first CD. This is called Long Way From Home. It's about my father as a scientist and his struggle to come to terms with having to sort of do laboratory research on animals. And so this song is really about a monkey.
All right, Floydian Slip.
Jungle as a baby. took his life from him without a protest. Now I've got to ask myself why.
Yeah. that's really nice. You guys
very nice.
It's a great sound.
Floydian Slip here on WTIP.
Very sad song, however.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little of the backstory on that one, Olaf.
Well, I'm glad we got what we did at the beginning.
I want more.
Yeah, just a little bit. My dad was a pathologist at the University of Chicago and did a lot of research, mainly cancer and leukemia, but late in his career, when AIDS came on the scene, worked a lot with HIV. And so the monkey in the story is actually, he had a facility in New Mexico of monkeys, unfortunately, that that he told me many times struggled with having to do it. But the choice, mm-hmm. I think, that scientists face is, you know, when we get to a point where the research needs to really go to the next level, you have a choice to make. Do you experiment on animals, or do we let the disease, you know, progress mm-hmm. without any
scientific research? Yeah, and there definitely is no unanimity of opinion on that.
No, the jury's out. And
we know a lot more about animals now, absolutely. It seems like, you know. But, and
interesting that you made a powerful song out of that, though.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of our songs really come from the heart and have very personal and very kind of ethical environmental messages. So that's a lot of what we do.
Yeah.
So you do you do mostly your own material, or do you do everything?
It varies. Really trying to set the mood right wherever we are. You know, that's kind of our job. So we have about three CDs worth of original material or more. So we can pull from that, but we also love, well, you know, mm-hmm. the people who'd kind of taught us how to play music, like the Allman Brothers and Grateful Dead and all sorts of folks.
Yeah, I saw somewhere in your material here that you talked about improvisational rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. Which, again, speaks to the moment. Whatever we're doing, whoever we're serving, that's the way we can speak to the moment best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
It should be noted that we are here playing acoustically, mostly in the studio, but we are really a rock band.
Rock and reggae, so amplified kind of band.
So tonight at the
we like that.
Tonight the Gunflint, we're going to be playing some rock and roll for sure.
And you're going to be up on the roof.
Up on the roof, a little reggae rock, originals, so about half originals maybe. Uh-huh. And
At the Raven's Nest, up on top of the tavern.
Up on top,
And have you guys played on the roof before?
Nope. Not on the roof. We were here this February, and we played
they,
in.
They didn't suggest the roof?
Not so much.
Huh.
We wouldn't be duped. They tried, but we would not be duped.
Yeah, this February was not a good month for anything outside.
No, not really.
Yeah, not to be confused with January or March or April.
Or May.
Yeah, December.
Yeah, you've come to the first time where you're able to play on top of it.
Yeah.
I think maybe 1 or 2 days before this. But yeah, that is it's a great spot up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, we have the band Floydian Slip from the South Shore here in Studio A with us. It's Jeff on drums, Scott on bass, and Andy and Olaf on guitar. Well, you brought in a Jerry Garcia doll, so I'm guessing that's some kind of sign that maybe you'd like to play some Grateful Dead music.
You don't have any electric. Well, we've got the bass is electric now. Scott's
electric.
Scott's plugged in. Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Well, you guys do what you want to do.
No, do what you want to do.
Want to do the 11?
Oh, sure.
Well, okay, we're going to do a kind of an obscure Grateful Dead song that is on one of their first albums, I believe. Yeah, second album, maybe. Okay, there you go. As well as a couple live ones. And we're going to start out with a kind of an instrumental transitional piece. You mentioned the improvisational stuff, and this is a kind of a part of a song that we play between songs, kind of to bridge the songs. And so we're going to start with that. We call it Spiral, and we're going to go into a song called The 11. Written by Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter. Thank you.
jingle bell rainbow. Five men rotted with things of gold. Four ladies trapped in the forward dominion. Three right down in the whale belly. Right in the whale belly down below.
Yeah, I got the feeling guys could keep on going with that.
Very nice.
That was really nice.
Floydian Slip here in Studio 8. I love that song. It's so happy.
Olaf Kirsten is the vocalist here.
That was beautiful. Very fun.
It's in the time signature of 11-8, hence the name.
But oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's a funny little number to groove on. A funny little thing to groove on.
But the beginning part of it reminded me of some of the Allman Brothers songs that sort of run away.
Yes.
You know, real fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Thank you. You know, we just don't get enough rock and roll up here for my taste, so I'm really glad you guys are here.
Alrighty.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you from my house in town, I'm sure, if you're up on top there. So I'll be listening even if I don't.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
You could actually go, though, Dick.
I will. I will, actually.
Well, we have to ask this question because, you know, we have quite a few musicians come in and play on this show, and it's kind of a mix of people who do it for a living and people who have a day job and play music at night. So which are you guys?
Mostly day job.
Okay.
I would say that's the vast majority of musicians who come here. Everybody's got a...
Andy here is the only real professional musician.
I'm toughing it out, yeah.
Oh.
I'm not taking the smart option, but it's the hard option. It's the hard option.
Yeah. So you play with other bands then?
Yeah. I keep my dance card pretty full, and I also teach guitar as well to kind of work the rest of the week, the balance of the week a little bit. And soundtrack work, whatever comes my way.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How about the rest?
Jeff and I are teachers. Oh. I teach English, high school English. Jeff teaches high school social studies.
And I'm a woodworker and a finisher.
Scott is a woodworker and finisher. He's a master craftsman with his hands and with wood. So
awesome. Like
playing the
furniture,
instrument.
Houses, both?
Guitar.
Oh, nice.
Playing the instrument that he made.
You know, I was admiring that, weren't you, Dick? It's a beautiful... What kind of wood is that? Can you get closer to a mic?
Yeah, it's koa on top from Hawaii, sorry.
Koa?
Koa, and maple and wenge strips in the center, and a mahogany back.
Totally gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's great. And do you also make and sell those?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not as much. I make them, but I don't sell them.
They're too nice to sell.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Who sells their children? I
was going to say, it'd be hard to part with one. They are lovely. So what do you have planned to play at the tavern tonight? What kind of mix do you think?
Well, we'll play a lot of originals. You heard a little bit of that. So originals are some good rock tunes with some catchy hooks and very danceable. We'll play some reggae and some kind of, I don't know.
South Shore Swamp Funk, you know.
Okay, now you got to define that for us, well, North Shore folks.
I don't know, I just made it up. I got to work on the definition.
So as far as the songwriters are concerned, how many songwriters do we have in the group here?
Well, I would like to say that we all really write. I write a lot of the lyrics to the songs and maybe sketch out the basics of it, but I will bring the song to the band and then... everyone just throws down and puts in their creative energy, and I trust these guys. They are amazing musicians, and we make beautiful music together. And usually the songs really kind of create themselves in the practice studio. So
That's great. And how often do you guys play Constituted as this band perform?
Maybe twice a month or so.
Average, sometimes a lot more.
Two or three
really
times
as an average. Yeah,
maybe more in the summer or something.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. All right. Can we hear another one?
Mm-hmm. By all means. Into Waterfall?
So this one's off our latest CD. This one's actually called Waterfall, and it's a song inspired by a trip that I took around Lake Superior and visited many of the waterfalls, including Gooseberry and other ones up here on the North Shore. So here we go. Waterfall, kind of about the cycle of life, I guess. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today, curiosity pulls me forward and trust beats me away. You will choose to edit, I will shoot the gap. I tumble over the precipice and land safely in your lap. Falling, falling, falling down the waterfall. Begins to calm. A mark is left upon me like the lines on storied palms. Streams they flow together and the rivers become one. Ocean's destination is a new life just begun. Falling, falling, falling down the waterfall. Thank you.
I don't fall at all. Down the waterfall. 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 Down the waterfall.
Great.
Love that.
That was really nice.
Beautiful.
You know, a nice metaphor for one thing, and it felt like the river was really moving, too. That was cool.
Yes, you definitely had the sensation of water in that one. Nice. That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Very fun. That's Floydian Slip. They're playing tonight and tomorrow night, right, at the Gunflint Tavern. Now, you guys mentioned you met at Northland. Do you go back and play occasionally at your old stomping grounds?
We do. We do. We try to get back there every year. We come close. Yeah. Yeah.
They still like us.
It keeps you young.
That's a good sign.
It is. Yeah, personal validation.
What's really amazing that we play the music that we listened to back in the day, and the kids there still love it.
Oh, so really?
I guess it's somewhat timeless. So.
I bet it is.
Does that mean we are too?
We must be.
No doubt. Well, could we ask you for one more before we send you off? Do you have time?
What do you want to do?
You got a long one, short one? What do you need?
Well, I don't suppose I could request a particular cover. Something by the Allman Brothers?
We've got, it's 12
minutes. We have at least 7 minutes.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
I'd need to find my slide and a whole lot of other things.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
Do you want to do a whipping post without it? Can you do it without it? What do you want to do?
Let's do a little...
Lizard, yeah.
A little list, yeah.
Okay. We've got this well rehearsed. See, that this is great that you can put them on the spot and they come up with an answer.
Yes,
we were looking at our song list as we drove up, and we pretty much left it at it exceeds 100 songs in rotation pretty much at any given time.
That's so great.
For instance, one of the neat little things that we think we're nifty or in our own minds is All Matters. We're going to be doing two completely different shows tonight and tomorrow night, so you won't hear any repeats unless you throw $100 at us.
No, that is nifty.
Yeah, no, so we try and really keep it that kind of fresh and keep our game that kind of on if we can.
Cool.
So, okay. Got that, folks. You got to come out for both nights because we will, you know, if you like what you heard the first night.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Jeff Kreiner on the drums, on the bongo, and Scott McCafferty with bass, Andy Noyes on guitar, and Olaf Kirsten on guitar.
Love that. Thank you.
That was the first version of that song we ever played acoustically. So they
yeah. She ran out of frets.
Well, yeah,
one of my phrases I had no frets for. So
it sounded great. Thank you. Sounds like it's going to be lots of fun having you guys down at the tavern tonight and tomorrow night. So before we let you go, two things. One, what is your website so listeners can look you up?
We're at www.floydianslip.org.
Okay, .org.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And two, if people go over to the South Shore, where are they most likely to hear you play?
Probably at the Snug. Snug is a great little Irish bar in Washburn, and it's kind of become our home as of late, and we love playing shows
there. Yep, that's year-round. That's a year-round home, and otherwise the Tiki Bar in Cornucopia, the Village Inn, is a mighty place that we play outdoors. It's a proper Tiki Bar, and good. Yeah, week from tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be there for Corny Day. Yes, our big day up there in Corny. Where else? Here and there. Northern
okay.
College. Okay. We're on Facebook.
We're learning a lot about the South Shore.
Floydians up there,
yeah.
too.
Checks out on Facebook as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for making the effort to come in and playing. It was really fun to have you.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
I hope you will come back.
And long live WTI.
Yeah.
This is a mighty thing. We love community radio like this. Obviously, it's
yeah.
it's sanctuary. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.